Oh, people, it's quiz time. I'm going to put my cheesy quiz game show voice on. Come on, get into character.
She thinks she's going to win. I don't know how she thinks she's scoring this, but you're not winning.
Oh, thanks for taking the wind out of my sails. Anyway, welcome. You may need your pack for this. You may need any kind of recipes, things that you might want. You may need some pens and paper. We're going to get excited because today, people, free food is your
friend.
No, actually, you need to say it in your little voice. Go on.
Free food is your friend.
There we go. That is the voice that's going to haunt you for the next few weeks after listening to this episode. In the meantime, please join us in saying,
cue the ukuleles.
Oh, I'm excited. I'm so competitive.
Really, I'd never noticed. I'm so not competitive until I get put in a room with you over a quiz. Like, I ask anyone, I'm not competitive. I'm too lazy.
I even liked it when we went bra fitting and they rejected your bra because it was so old. Like, you can give your bra in to, like, be donated afterwards. Anna's was so grey and bobbly, they said, no, you're all right, love.
Oh God, I didn't realise we're competing at such a low level. As I trip her up.
Yeah, we've had some fun before. Like, just this is the thing, right? We're trying to make, like, learning about free food and about Slimming World, like, a bit of fun.
Yeah.
And that is actually a thing, that it can even be fun.
And just to listen to Claire get humiliated and lose, I think that'll be really good for you guys to listen to. Right, let's just get on with me beating you.
Okay, right. So the... this is a podcast called Slimming World Podcast. I'm Claire, she's Anna. We try and make this quite fun and we occasionally lose weight.
Occasionally. No, we have lost an awful lot of weight. We're just trying to get to that final bit.
But you know, the thing that I do miss about doing virtual therapy is there isn't time to do these kind of fun quiz related things.
You're not in my group. There's a lot of time for a lot of craziness. No, I know exactly what you mean. Our Zoom meetings are time restricted.
Exactly. You know, when we're in group, we do, like, you know, oh, there's loads of paper. You take a paper plate and then you write and then you kind of guess the sins of what you'd have on the buffet. I'm taking the mick out of this, obviously.
But those fun
little interactive things. And, like, I imagine what we're about to do would be a great little group quiz.
I've done something similar before.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
I knew you would.
And Christmas, we had a Christmas Zoom to be, yeah, it was a quiz aplenty. Do you want to explain how I'm going to beat you, or...?
No, all we've done, right, is we have taken a bunch of free foods in the pack. I'm waving it in my hands. And we have put them in a empty biscuit tin here and chopped them in, like, cards, or you printed them and chopped them up.
I handwrote them in the end.
Oh, did you? All right.
Because I ran out of ink.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
Sorry.
And then we're going to put 60 seconds on the clock and we have to just blindly take out something from the empty biscuit tin and then say a recipe there and there on the spot. And it's the person who can get through the most in 60 seconds.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's really difficult. Like, you don't need to kind of go, like, three courses or anything. Just quickly, what would you do with that free food?
Bang. So you get 60 seconds, I get 60 seconds. Whoever gets the most at the end of the 60 seconds wins.
Yeah, and I think it's going to show how our knowledge of what we can do with free food and other things are allowed. Like, you are allowed to use sins and
healthy extras. She's making the rules up as she goes along now.
Well, of course. Like, you know, if you can add some cheese on the top or something, then it's fine.
I could do it without any of that.
No, yeah, totally.
Right, okay. Poo-pooed before we even begin. But the point is, though, I suppose, we've talked about this before in the podcast. Previously, I was always about, like, I need to eat more speed. I almost became obsessed about it.
Yeah.
And actually, it's like, whoa, let's just look at all the things that we can have that are sin-free. And recently, I think I had gone through this period, I suppose, where I was getting a bit bored. So I've really started to properly embrace the recipe box, the recipes on the app. I've started screenshotting more, been looking more on Instagram, on YouTube, and just being a bit more curious about it rather than just having the same things. Like I actually had a week where I didn't have any baked beans. I mean, is a rarity. I even went through a week where we didn't use any chopped tomatoes. I was like, whoa.
Are you okay?
That is possibly like...
Wow. Okay. So get your pen, get your paper. Get your pause button ready.
Okay, right.
Because we are going to absolutely astound you with our creative abilities.
Okay, I need to put like a 60...
I should say a little caveat in this. If we pull up something like fish, chicken, lamb, meat, Claire will swap it for a meatless version.
Yes. We have done that yet because I'm the vegan.
Yes. But there are some vegan things in here too.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh.
I tried to put seitan in, but I couldn't spell it, so I took it out.
Right. So do you want to go first?
No, you go first.
No, because I just feel like I've also got to work out how this timer thing works as well.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
I could...
Like in a...
So I just pick one out and then I start
You can't pick it out until the timer's going.
Oh, okay.
Don't cheat. Also, the fact that you know what's in here and I don't.
I know, but I've slept since I wrote them, so it's like it never happened.
And are you, like, putting them back in after you've, like, done them? Or like...
No.
Okay,
that'd be boring. Tin tomatoes. Here we go again.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, go.
Tofu! I'd do a tofu scramble, which is like scrambled eggs. I would do fried tofu in chili and garlic. I would do a tofu meatball with a cranberry sauce. I would do a tofu silken mousse. I would do a...
Hang on a sec. You're only meant to do one and then you move on to the next thing. You don't do 60 seconds on one thing. But I was impressed by your tofu knowledge. Would you eat any of that? No.
Oh, so I thought I did... We saw how many
you
I
You pick one out, you say what it is, you give us a recipe, you put it down. You pick another one, you say what it is, you give us a recipe.
Oh.
Wait a second. I've got to put the clock back,
oh,
people.
So you want to see how many I can do in 60 seconds?
And then at the end, we'll count the cards.
Oh, okay.
Because I was not keeping up with looking at the timer and counting how many we're doing.
Cool. Okay. I get you.
She's so losing. Okay. 3, 2, 1, go.
Plantain. Fried plantain in fry light with garlic and chilli on the side of a cooked breakfast. Salmon. I would do that in a sin-free teriyaki sauce. What's this one? This is watercress. Oh, I would do a soup with broccoli. Prawns. I would do this in a... What's the word? It begins with E. Cajun creamy pasta. Beef mince. I would make a cottage pie topped with potato and cauliflower cheese. I would do butter beans. I would do a butter bean dip with garlic. I would do potatoes. It would be a Hasselback with some cheese. I would do pasta. I would have to do a tuna pasta bake. We have got courgettes. Oh, I really like these griddled on a pan with loads of garlic and balsamic vinegar. We've got tinned tomatoes. Well, it would have to be a tomato sauce to go over some pasta. We have got sweet corn. Oh, I would make a sweet corn chowder. Then we have got okra. Don't like the stinking stuff. I would pass it to Claire. I have got quark. I would make a chocolate quark mousse using an option highlight, some sweetener, and then I would finally get some eggs. I would make scrambled eggs.
Done. Jesus Christ. Did you breathe for air? I feel like we just need a little bit of quiet time. Right, can you count?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, and winning 14.
That was amazing. Are you going to like put it back in and mix it up?
Yeah.
Because to be honest, I can't remember half of what you said anyway.
Here we go. Right, Claire. You need the thing closer to you.
I know. I've got headphones. I've got microphone.
Oh, listen,
I've got the timer.
A poor workman blames his tools.
Right, I can see one there. Oh, I can see loads. Oh, my God.
15 for the win, 13 for the fail.
I feel the pressure. I really feel the pressure.
She's sweating, people.
Oh, I should have gone first.
Yep.
Should have gone first.
Come on. Press the button.
Okay, I'm holding one turned
okay,
over
that's
my hand because
okay.
I've got a multitask go on, at the same time.
Okay, we'll let you off.
Okay.
She's just seen what it is.
No, I haven't. I haven't. I'm genuinely feeling quite stressed right now.
Because you hate losing.
I do hate losing. And you like when you come against the consultant who's been doing Slimming World for like 20 years. I mean,
now you're pulling all the excuses out
of
the bag.
You know what? This is the Disney story, people.
Just press
the hare and the tortoise. hare and the tortoise. Yeah, just checking I got that right metaphor.
Not the hairy tortoise.
Okay. I just don't know if I can go as fast as that.
Come on.
Okay.
Those years of doing terms and conditions on the ends of adverts have paid off well.
Clearly, they did, didn't they? Okay. Okra. Okay, I'll do the okra risotto. Sweet corn. I would do the sweet corn chowder. Salmon. I don't have it. Okay. Prawns. I don't have it. Green beans. Oh, I've got them in a South Indian curry tonight.
Nice.
Tofu. Okay, I do Swedish tofu balls, but you stole that off me. Baked tofu. Potatoes. I would do a vegan cottage pie using soya mince. Okay. Tin tomatoes. I mean, I'd probably put them in like a carrot and coriander soup to bulk it out.
Oh.
Beef mince. I mean, I'll do soya mince here, and I would do, I've already said cottage pie, lasagna, a vegan lasagna.
Nice.
Courgettes. I do them, I've had them in a roast dinner, a Sunday roast dinner, with a bit of Marmite veg stock.
14 seconds.
Butter beans, they go great in like a caldo verde soup with potato and kale.
7 seconds.
Eggs, well, I have a no egg replacer, which I put in baked oats.
1 second.
Plantain. Also, because it was spelt wrong, and it completely threw me. Palantin. I love that, though. That's a new free food, people. That'll be in the new edition of the book.
Count. Leave out the meat ones that you didn't use.
I don't think it's good.
Oh, it's all right.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. 10.
Winner!
Oh, I pressed the wrong one. Hang on a sec. Here's what I meant to do.
Shall we, in a non-competitive way, share the rest that are in the tin and see what other recipes we could come up with?
Yes, we can, yes. Would you like to take it in turns with me? Palm tin?
Oh my God, you should see her face, guys.
I love it. Right, pasta.
Pasta.
Go on then.
Oh, you've got pasta.
I was going to go, you go, I go.
Oh, artichoke.
Corn fillets, I think that.
It was late.
Yeah.
Quinoa.
Needles. Noodles.
Look, she's mocking the dyslexic
oh,
now.
Look here.
Red lentils.
See, this is what I needed. Pearl barley, red lentils. Oh, my God.
Ham.
Okay, bulgur wheat. That's hard. That is like the question in trivia that nobody wants.
Asparagus.
Beetroot.
In season, in January.
A second bulgur wheat.
Oh, did I do two bulgur wheat?
Jeez.
Oh,
jackfruit.
You see? I was kind to you. Quark.
I just realised, sorry, there's lots of bits of biscuit in this tin. split peas. What are they?
Chicken. Split peas, yellow split peas. They're what peas pudding was made of.
Oh.
Yeah.
Brussels sprouts.
They are Brussels sprouts.
Yes.
Yeah. Watercress.
There we go.
Okay.
And biscuit crumbs.
So, do you know what we could do? See who wins round two. We could see how many seconds it takes me to get through these and how many seconds it takes you to get through those.
What do you mean? Through what?
These. We're going to give them some rest. No, the ones we've just picked out.
Oh.
So these are the ones we've done. You put them back in the tin.
Ah, right. Okay.
And we're going to come up with recipes for these. But do you want to...
Not with a timer.
Well, I could see how quickly I can do mine and you could see how quickly
I think
you could
we need you to slow down.
Okay.
We can't take it in. These poor people are like, I want to write down what she just said.
Do you know that you can listen to a podcast on different speeds and maybe slow
you
me
can.
Down?
A couple of people have told us that actually when they realised. They're like, why are you talking so quickly? And then I replied saying, just check your speed. And they're like, yeah, we're listening to it at double speed. Anna on double speed.
Right.
It's one way to get through Zoom quickly, isn't it?
Don't tell them my secrets. Members wonder how I get them out in 14 minutes. Right. Should I start?
Go on then.
This is watercress. I'd actually do a quark and watercress sauce to go with some really nice seared salmon.
Really? Like watercress? I'd just be like, it's a non-event.
Oh, it's so good. And some stock, loads of black pepper, garlic, cook it down.
I mean, I suppose I'll like do like the old dishwasher, as you call it, coriander. Did you say dishwasher? Dishwater.
Washing up, yeah, dishwater.
It doesn't taste like a dishwasher.
I don't know, you know what I mean? Like coriander and chopped coriander or different parsley and yogurt and stuff.
Okay, it's nice in a salad.
Watercress, is it speed?
Yeah.
Is it? Mm. You need a lot of it though.
Well, like you would rock it.
I mean, you're not going to fill up on watercress, are you?
Depends how much you eat. If you
it just
eat a
reminds
kilo.
Me of like egg cups when you were a kid and you used to plant watercress in egg cups so they had hair.
Egg cress. Watercress is different.
Oh,
you're thinking the little cress. This is it's like a salad leaf.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no wonder you thought I was mad. You were like, what? No.
Wow, I've got a lot to learn, people. Amazing. God,
I'm giving her cooking tips.
Brussels sprouts.
Oh, do you like them?
I mean, they're okay. I actually saw that you could get a Brussels sprouts advent calendar somewhere.
Did you see the coleslaw I made a few years ago out of it?
No.
Brussels sprouts, so good. He chopped the Brussels sprouts up very finely, red onion, mustard powder, yogurt, and some chives. It's such a nice accompaniment.
That's nice. Mm. Split peas, I guess, in like soups. They're like filler-uppers, aren't they? Like you've got, is it somewhere... Pearl barley, or maybe I have?
No, you had pearl barley. I got red lentils. Now, I'm not... What would you do with a red lentil, Claire?
A dal.
A dal.
I'd go straight for a dal. Like, the carrot and coconut dal, which is on the app, is really
good,
tasty.
Is it?
Yeah. I think, like, and you can use coconut, drink rather than the tin if you want to save your sins and you're not using your healthy extra A's. The sweetness of the carrots and the red lentils. Like red lentils, they can go in soups as well. They're just carrot soup. Carrot and coriander soup is on the website. I cooked that the other day and that has actually got, I think, cannellini beans, but you could swap the cannellini beans. We put haricot beans, but you could put red lentils. Really cheap.
Yeah.
Because carrots, a bag of carrots is 40p.
Yeah.
Split peas. I've got jackfruit here.
What would you do?
So, like, I'm seeing quite a few jackfruit pizzas.
Oh, wow. Top the pizza with it?
Yeah.
Or use it as a base?
Yeah, jackfruit pizzas. Like, tomato puree and paprika, like, mix kind of makes a bit more, and maybe a bit of soy sauce and balsamic vinegar, turns it into, like, a barbecue-y sauce on the jackfruit. So the thing that I'm learning again about jackfruit is squeeze the water out of it so that it kind of... can just become a bit, a bit more kind of crispy and...
Nice.
But then, you know, I've done before, like, jackfruit chilies and stuff.
It's a good one, isn't it?
It's so annoying that there's not more protein in it.
I know.
It's a bit of a filler-upper without a lot of nutrients in it.
Yeah.
So it stops you being hungry, but nutritionally, I don't think there's a lot going on there.
Really? I've got asparagus and ham. Now, I'm going to link these two together. Oh. So I would par cook the asparagus, wrap the ham round it with a bit of mozzarella and then char it on the griddle.
Wow.
So nice.
That's good. Beetroot. So the thing that we made the other week, I'm pretty certain it is on the app because I just went through and I screenshot. And on the new app, you can bookmark things.
Yes, so good.
And we did beetroot burger.
Oh, yes.
Was it
beetroot burger?
I want to say it was like beetroot and lentil burger.
I know the one you mean.
Yes.
It was a very pretty picture.
Yeah, I mean, it was very messy. In the end, the recipe said like serves four patties, but we ended up halving them and making them into like falafel balls because they just didn't seem to hold together very well. Mm. Beetroot. I was like, hey, never really thought about that. Because I always just thought, it just goes in a salad.
No, it's so good.
Roasting it as well.
Yeah, the fresh stuff roasted with balsamic vinegar. Oh, so good.
So I've got bulgur wheat. Now, with bulgur wheat, I've made sweet potato and date brownies with cocoa powder.
Wow.
With bulgur wheat as the kind of bulker upper.
Oh.
And bulgur wheat is one of those things that is sin-free.
It's a free food.
Free food, yeah. Whereas quite often the recipes I've seen use porridge oats. Mm. So if you've already used your healthy extra, this could be an alternative.
I'm just thinking in my head, is that a tweak? That's what I'm thinking. Don't know. If you're using it as a... Is it a dessert?
To be honest, I would rather use porridge oats.
Mm, yeah.
It's a bit nicer.
Yeah, but it's a good filler up. It's great with... Do you like spicy?
Do you like spicy? I say with the fishless fish cakes.
Fresh chili, lime and coriander in that you'd
like. Oh, wow. Because one of the things I've been really intrigued by, and I think it falls under the same boat, is like oatmeal, this idea of what's the difference between porridge oats and oatmeal?
But you,
like savoury oats, sweet oats.
Yes.
So then I've noticed, like maybe it's an American thing, people use oats
like
as
grits.
Like, a bit like instead of like rice or pasta, they use oatmeal.
Yeah.
And then, but obviously that is your healthy extra B.
Yeah.
So then something like bulgur wheat instead.
Use, yeah, perfect if it's part of a meal. I've got quark. Creamy Cajun chicken pasta. A couple of tablespoons of quark at the end. Game changer.
See, my equivalent of that, it doesn't have the protein hit, but is like fat-free, dairy-free yogurt,
perfect.
Right? And so I love making my own sauces. Mm. So that would be like mustard powder, paprika,
ooh,
and a bit of that sauce. We even make our own, what did you say, Raita?
Raita. Yeah.
Right.
Like the cucumber dip.
Cucumber mint and that yogurt.
Nice.
And it just mix it together. So I'm saving sins on... like sauces and condiments
good
and
call.
Things.
Yes.
I got pearl barley.
Oh, nice one.
Other than put these in soup, I've never really done much more.
That's nice with a salad.
Oh, really?
Cold pearl barley I like through a salad, yeah, with loads, but loads of spices. A bit of harissa paste is quite nice through it. Mm. With all, like, Middle Eastern flavours.
Nice
with that.
Yeah. Nice.
I've got quinoa, same kind of principle, but you can use that.
Quinoa. It was beetroot and quinoa burgers, I think.
So again,
I think that's what we
really
used.
Nutty flavour. I like that with roasted vegetables through it.
What I like about quinoa.
What do you like about it?
Is it's got loads of protein.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Now, for someone, you know, who isn't eating meat, vegetarian or vegan, we've got to look for little extra ways that we get our protein in. And quinoa is a great one.
It's a really simple one, isn't it, as well?
I'm keeping you up.
Sorry.
Noodles.
Noodles have noodles.
See, I sometimes get a bit bored of rice, but noodles, mix it up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, and actually there's so many. There's even ones now that you can get, like, protein noodles,
wow,
the whole wheat noodles.
I like a whole wheat noodle. I like them with a teaspoon of peanut butter, just let down with a bit of boiling water with some, like, prawns or stir fry. You could do it with tofu, give you a little bit of satay.
Oh, yes.
I've got chicken. Oh, good old roast chicken. Or teriyaki. Yeah, Claire's like, no, not chicken. But yeah, I think you can't go wrong. A few thighs whacked in the oven.
Yeah, see, I've got corn fillets here, so that was meant
there
to be,
go.
Wasn't it? Not all corn is vegan.
Of course.
But there
this
are,
one is.
Yeah, well, we'll just say meat, non-meat, dairy-free fillets, whatever. there are loads of them out there.
There are so many now, aren't there?
What would I do?
Could you like the pizza topped one? Have you ever tried that? Or do you like the roasted veg on top and cheese? So good. Flash it under the grill.
Yeah. That's one thing, yeah. I don't know what I do. Like, you can do fake kind of chicken Kievs.
Oh, yes. I've done it with like yogurt and parsley and Parmesan. Can you get like a vegan alternative to type Parmesan?
Not that I know of.
No.
It's not very expensive. But there is healthy extra cheese that we use.
Could shove in.
Yeah. And then my last one is pasta. Pasta bakes, pasta on your salads.
Pasta?
I mean, I've bought like, this is our second bag of pasta that cost us £2.75 for a massive
bag. It's like
bag.
3 kilos.
And it's really making us think about it. Like, even put things like, I don't know, pine nuts.
Ooh.
Or I've just been restricting us so rather than always put veg stock, chopped tomatoes, the same things. I'm like, right, we can only put 3 or 4 ingredients with pasta. And each time they have to be completely different.
Oh, fab idea.
And I try and go like for colours. So this one's going to be orange colours. This one's going to be green colours only. But pasta, I mean, there's just so much.
Oh, so much. You can't go wrong with a... And you could do this vegan style, like the part... carbonara type thing with like a creamy sauce.
Did carbonara sauce the other day where it is a bit higher in sins, but when you kind of, you know, divide it down, when we did like the Swedish tofu balls I was telling you, with like a little bit of cranberry sauce, we had spaghetti on the base, the balls that we made were baked tofu and were really lovely, but the sauce was actually blended cashew nuts, which is...
Oh, wow.
They're quite high in sins, cashew nuts.
I bet the sauce was beautiful.
It was really, really
very creamy.
Yeah. So it tasted like that carbonara. Mm. There's all kinds of different recipes out there, but I think we did all right.
I've got artichoke.
Artichokes.
No, I would buy the artichoke hearts that you can get in brine, and then I would griddle them, and they're really nice in a salad.
They're a pain to chop
you
up on
their
own.
You don't buy them chopped, you buy the hearts, love. Hope that helps. That has been fun. So all we need you to say is what, Claire? Winner! Alan Mangan's our winner!
Every time we do a competition... Every time she wins.
And you always suggest them, though.
She won at supermarket sweep. She won in the pub. The only good thing that I've got going for me is my old bras are better than her old bras. That is it. Anyway, I hope that you get to read...
Your boobs are better than mine too, yeah. Love.
Maybe do the quiz for yourself and just see how much do you really know. What can you do under pressure?
Could you beat me?
Could you beat Anna? You may need an adjudicator as evidence, though, because clearly she's not going to want to take that title away
anybody
easily.
Else apart from you is fine.
You. Anyway, we'll be back next week. Come connect with us, slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com. You can also find us on Instagram @slimmingworldpodcast. I'm Claire, she's Anna. We're both nuts. Enjoy your food. Enjoy your free food, and
free food is your friend.